102.5, 106.3, The Game, live today at Competitive Edge on Lebanon Pike. We're giving some stuff away, JoJo.
Yeah, we got pairs of hockey tickets for this Thursday and for next Tuesday. So stop by and say hi. 3317 Lebanon Pike here in Hermitage, Lebanon Road, Pike, whatever. It's in Hermitage. You know where it is. So stop by, and we're till 11 o'clock today. And so getting your new year off right, man. Get to the gym. Get those goals going. And I'm not a big resolution guy because they always get broken. I'm a more like just get off your butt and go get it done. But, yeah, this is a fantastic gym. It's where I come probably seven times a week, man, and got a boxing class here, and it's had a positive impact on my life, and I know it will for others who come by.
Yeah, now I see the bags here. So do you like to work the hanging bags? Or
heck yeah, man. Cardio boxing class three nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And look, I've dropped 60 pounds, and a large part of this because of this gym. Eating right's good, but the boxing class is fantastic, man.
Well, definitely come by, say hi, register to win those tickets. And
if you want to go three rounds with me, we can do it during the break.
And go three rounds with JoJo.
Yeah.
So if they last the three rounds, is that how they win the tickets?
No. If I last the three rounds, I get the tickets. That's how it works today. That's the only way it works. But we'll talk to Mark Johnson, the owner, in a little bit about this is a locally owned gym. There's none of that dumb pizza party that happens at other gyms. I mean, you come in here and you get to work.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Hal Gill. I know Hal knows how to box a little bit. Skillsy on the line with us as the Predators back in action tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks. Happy New Year, Hal.
Happy New Year, guys.
So the Predators trying to get after it tonight. They get the shootout win in Washington after falling in OT Friday night in Detroit. So you'll take those points, though, that you got on the two-game road trip.
Yeah, I think they were pretty upset that they didn't get 2 points in Detroit. I thought they played a solid game, and I think they probably deserved more than just 1 point. But I think it fired them up for the next game. I thought they came out with a lot of pop against the Capitals, and you know, they didn't quite finish the game the way they wanted to. But I think that start that they had was more of the way they should be playing hockey. And then they found a way to win at the end, kind of a crazy game. And fun for Skarov to get that win against Ovechkin and all that. So it was a good story, good way to finish off the year. And now you get a little break and you get right back at it.
Yeah, exactly. And Andrew Brunette, you know, what I like about Bruno is how honest he is about where the team is at this current time. And, you know, they do find themselves, you know, competing for a playoff spot. You got to like some of the ways that they've played and the wins that they've had. But, you know, he continues to send the message of, hey, we're not done. This is a work in progress, especially with some of these young guys. What else do you want to see from the young players specifically, Hal, as they go into the new year?
Yeah, I think there's you know, after that Detroit game, he had all the young guys went on the ice the next day before the Capitals game. They all went on a morning skate. I think the message was kind of sent like, hey, you know, nothing's going to be given to you. You're going to have to work and you're going to have to dig in. And I think they're at that point where, okay, we've been patient with you. We're gonna continue to be patient with you, but now we got to push you. You got to earn this spot. And if you're not going to earn the spot, then you know the NHL is not an easy thing. You got to keep proving yourself. And I think that's where they're at right now with the young guys. Like you need to step it up. And I always said, like, as a young kid, you got to go out there and show that you're willing to fight. And I don't mean fight and go and punch people and get punched in the face, but I do mean, you know, get your nose dirty. And I think the response, like Evangelista's goal in Washington, he's going to the net, he's in front of the net and he's digging in, and his skill came out and he scores a goal. Those are the little things that I think we need to see more of from the young guys. And you know, they have the leadership, they have O'Reilly, Forsberg, Nyquist. Those guys are digging in and playing great hockey. They need some support, and that's got to come from the young guys.
Talking to Hal Gill this morning here on 102.5 The Game. Hal, now we're starting to see a little separation in the standings, which means, you know, this game tonight, the game Thursday, I mean, these are critical games, aren't they?
Yeah, I think Chicago, I was really hoping that they would be a little bit better than they are. But it's really just Bedard trying to do as best he can as an 18-year-old buzzing around out there. Yeah, you got to step on their throats, right? I mean, if you got a team below you, you got to win. You got to get those 2 points because you know how hard it is. And the Preds, like, look at some of their schedule. They had, you know, they're just playing powerhouse after powerhouse, and it was tough sledding. But they found a way to compete in those games, and they got to bring that compete to the lesser teams and step on them. And I think this is a game tonight where Chicago should be beat. I mean, you know. That's not historically the way it's always been, but right now they have a chance to step up, and I think this is a great game for the young guys to say, hey, we're a better team. Let's go and establish dominance and crush these guys.
How much fun has it been covering this team, Hal, this last month with the great wins? I mean, this road trip they were on, getting 3 or 4 points and the win Saturday was just fantastic. How much fun has it been watching these young guys and these old guys come together?
Yeah, I love the way they play. I love Bruno's style. I love the characters on the team. You know what I mean? They're just fun to. It makes it easy to root for. And I think the biggest thing, as you know, if I have to talk about these games, whether it's on radio or TV, and they never let you down for too long, right? I think the biggest thing I enjoy about this team is if they do lose a game, they're coming back, and they're going to give you a good performance. They're going to dig in and fight the next game. And so that makes it a lot more fun to follow these guys because they just don't go into those little slumps. And so that combined with, you know, a faster-paced game, more offensive, more risk-taking, but also more speed and more competitiveness. It's fun.
We're talking to Hal Gill, presented by Duncan. And Skillsy, as we get into the new year, this is when the trade winds start to blow and the trade talks happen out there. And Barry Trotz said a couple of weeks ago when he was on with Jared that the players are going to dictate what he does towards the deadline. If he feels like adding something is going to help this team, then he'll look at those options. And if he feels like that it doesn't, then, you know, he'll listen and look at other options. If they were to start adding, what is something that you would be looking for this team when it comes to improving them, not only for the now, but for the future?
Yeah, I think that's the balance that is going to be tough for Barry Trotz to kind of get through. You know, Bruno and the players, they want to add pieces. You always want to add pieces. You want to put the GM in a position where he says, hey, this team's got a chance, you know, to do something. Let's support them. They've been working hard and like, hey, we need support here. Give us some help. But I don't think Barry Trotz wants to risk the future for a team right now that's not really poised to win the cup. You know, you want to give players to a team, and you want to bring in the rentals, and you want to, you know, support all positions when you have a chance to win the cup. And I don't think they're there yet. I think they're competitive, and they could surprise us, and that's the fun part. But I think, you know, that secondary scoring, someone that's younger that's going to be part of the future, if you can find a way to trade for, you know, a left winger, a power winger that could play first or second line, I think that's where you got to look for. But that's got to be part of the future. That's got to be someone that you could sign a contract on and figure out. And so there's also, you know, the Tyson Berry thing where he's injured. You know, there's guys that, you know, if they're not part of the future now, then you know, you got to think about moving them. So a lot to consider. I wouldn't want to be Barry Trotz because I think he's on the teetering spot right now where he could go either way.
Hal, you know a lot of people in this league. Can you call somebody at the Arizona Coyotes and just tell them to stop it, stop playing good, and just go back to being Arizona? Can you do that for us?
It's crazy, isn't it? You know what? It's kind of fun because I feel bad for them. They're playing in that small rank, and although that's cool, I think the luster wears off, and you just want to be on an NHL team and play in an NHL rank and have some certainty in your life. And they just keep plugging wins. So I tip my hat to them. You know, they've gone through a lot, and they've rebuilt that team. But, you know, they're having some fun right now. So that's I think there's a lot of teams looking around going, okay, why can't that be us, right? I mean, that's the fun part.
Skillsy, real quick before we let you go, what did you think of the Winter Classic yesterday in Seattle?
You know what? I thought it was awesome. The game itself, like the aesthetics and the way it looked, I thought it was really well done. I'm not quite there. I'm still a little bit of an old curmudgeon, and I just don't want to see guys dressed up every time they go into a game. You know, I'm a little over that. But I think that brings attention to the game and makes it more of a spectacle. So I guess I have to change with the times, I guess. But really cool aesthetic. I thought Seattle did a great job.
Yeah, I thought so too. We will see you tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Predators and Blackhawks, appreciate it. Happy New Year, Hal.
Happy New Year, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Hal Gill, presented by Dunkin', joins us every Tuesday at 9:30 here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. We're live today at Competitive Edge Strength and Conditioning in Herbinage. We'll be here until 11 o'clock. So come by, say hello, check out this awesome locally owned and operated gym. Plus, you can win some Preds tickets as well as a free membership to Competitive Edge. So definitely come by, sign up for that. Our man Sean is here, and you can see Joe. Maybe he'll sign a book for you.
Maybe I'll do that. We'll talk to the owner, Mark Johnson, coming up next, Chaser.
Yes, we will. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.